Parshas Truma begins with the first building campaign in Jewish history. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, v'yichu li, let them take from me Truma. And the Mefarshim are troubled by the verb v'yichu, let them take. The more appropriate language would be, v'yitnu, let them give a donation. So I saw an incredible concept from Rav Palm regarding giving tzedakah. He says, there are two types of people who give tzedakah. The first type is someone who is approached about donating to a cause, whether it's helping a poor family, supporting orphans, or contributing to an organization that saves lives. He recognizes the need and graciously fills the void. This is very virtuous, it's a very generous act. But then, there's an even more noble way to give tzedakah. Some people see something significant taking place, something momentous, and they want to be part of it. They see yeshiva, where Talmidim are learning thousands of hours of Torah each week. And they give not because they were approached, not because someone asked them to donate, they give because they want to share in it. They want to be zoicha to a chelik in that Torah. They donate because they see a golden opportunity and they don't want to miss out. They want to contribute because Torah learning generates reward and they want a portion of that reward. In 2009, an anonymous person or anonymous group under the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto launched the first digital currency to operate without a central authority using blockchain technology called Bitcoin. And since then, thousands of coins have been created. So some investors took a very unique approach. They invested small amounts of money in many different coins, hoping that some of them would take off. For example, in 2010, you can buy one Bitcoin for 0.008 cents. That is 0.3 zeros and an 8. So if you invested $1 in 2010 in Bitcoin, today your investment would be worth $122 million. So why did people invest in multiple coins? Could they rationalize, I will never launch my own crypto project, and I really don't even understand how the whole system works. But I know that people are making a fortune creating all these coins, and I don't want to be left out in the cold. I want to share in their success. Similarly, when it comes to Torah institutions, people contribute to multiple yeshivas so they can acquire a share in the Torah of every yeshiva. And that is the second way of giving. So there's a very big difference between the two. The first person who was approached for a donation, he's called a giver. He's giving to fill a void. The second person is called a taker. He sees a davar shebekedusha, he sees an opportunity to acquire the schus of Torah, and he wants a piece of it. So he's a makabel. He gives because he wants to receive. He wants to be part of that sacred movement which is taking place. So now Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, v'yikhu li truma, take from me donations. So why does it say take if the person is giving? Because when it comes to giving to the Mishkan, the Yidden didn't give because they were approached to donate. Does Hashem need a place to stay? Obviously not. But rather, because they said, there's a Mishkan being built here, and I want to be part of it. Those donors were makablim, people who were receiving, not giving. And that is why it says, v'yikhu li trum, because they were receiving a lot more than they were giving. When one donates to the Mishkan, or to any Torah institution, he understands that it is a privilege and an honor to be able to contribute to Kvod Shemayim. So he's not really giving, he's actually taking. To illustrate this point, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. The Altar of Novardik established many yeshivas in Russia right under the rule of Stalin. He was a very charismatic person and a prolific fundraiser. He single-handedly supported all of his yeshivas with his fundraising prowess. So there was a very wealthy person who lived in the neighborhood that was a tremendous miser and refused to give any tzedakah. Once, a Rosh Yeshiva approached the altar and he asked him, how do you get money out of this gevir? As many times as I tried, I couldn't budge him. And you always get a large donation from him. And the altar replied, I'll tell you the difference between you and me. When you enter his home, you take off your shoes because you don't want to ruin his expensive carpet. You avoid sitting on his fancy sofa. And you are cautious not to place your briefcase on his glass table for the fear of scratching it. So you're showing him that his wealth and his possessions are incredibly valuable. And then you ask him to part with it? Of course he refuses. I, on the other hand, I walk him with my muddy shoes. I throw my briefcase on his fancy couch. I put my feet up on his desk. My message is clear. Everything you own is worthless, but I'm here to offer you a deal of a lifetime. You can give me some of your worthless wealth, And in exchange, I will give you something eternal. Something of extreme value. A share in Limud HaTorah. I don't need you. I don't need your money. You're not doing me a favor. You need me. You need this incredible opportunity I'm offering you. The Alter's message was, if you ask someone to give, they may hesitate. But if you present it as an opportunity to take, they'll jump at the chance and respond generously. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.